Hi, I'm Jim Hale, the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel, and I'm your pastor for today. We're located in Ballston Lake, New York. Have you ever been in a church service where something extraordinary happened, something different than usually happens in worship services? The gospel was being preached, and as you sat, you were conscious that it was becoming very still, and it was almost as if there was a presence that came into the building among the people. And then you turned around and you saw different people's faces, and there was a kind of listening that seemed to be filled with intensity. Some people's heads were wrinkled up, and you could see from their eyes that they were being swept into the very words that were being preached. And then you looked at others and you could see that there was great emotion beginning to build inside as the preacher talked about Jesus. And perhaps some were beginning to even cry. And others, you could just tell that something was going on inside of them. What is happening? The Apostle Paul describes this kind of experience in his first letter to the Thessalonians. If you read Acts 17, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, there's a phrase that Paul uses to describe what happened when he went into an ordinary synagogue meeting. He talks about the word of God coming to you in power and the Holy Spirit, and in great conviction. What he's saying is that as the gospel was being preached, there was a consciousness that he and others had, that God had come and was very present among the people, even as the word was spoken, and power, that there was something happening inside of them that was changing them, transforming them. And conviction that there was a deep work that was occurring where people were now believing. They were experiencing the truth of the gospel, that the Spirit was revealing the good news that Jesus was not only the Messiah, but the suffering Messiah, and that he was raised from the dead, and that they could have reconciliation with God through him. Paul was conscious that this was happening during that service. And it was confirmed later on as that church that was created in those moments began to live out their life together. I want to ask you, have you experienced a church service like that? Perhaps there's some of you say, yeah, we have that happening at our church. But there may be others of us who say, oh, I wish that it was. I wish that we had God coming among us when the gospel was preached. That's worth praying about. And I'd like to just challenge you right now to make that part of your prayer meeting time. Pray it individually, but pray it together, asking God to send the Spirit.